And at 4 minutes past, Mike Osborne for WMOT News. A new poll says Republican Congressional Rep. Marsha Blackburn trails Democrat Phil Bredesen in the race for Tennessee's junior Senate seat. But a clear leader has yet to emerge in the race for governor. Survey by Middle Tennessee State University shows Bredesen with a 10-point lead over Blackburn, 2 months ahead of the primaries and 8 months ahead of the general election. Poll director Dr. Ken Blake says it really doesn't come as a surprise that Bredesen would get cross-party support.
We polled on Bredesen's approval numbers the whole time he was governor, and pretty consistently, he enjoyed not only support among Democrats, members of his own party, but also support among independents and also Republicans as well.
Bredesen has the support of 45% of those surveyed, while Blackburn has 35%. However, Dr. Blake cautions that 17% of Tennesseans remain undecided. The MTSU poll also took a look at the race to be Tennessee's next governor. Results show businessman Randy Boyd and U.S. Congressional Rep. Diane Black tied for the lead among Republican candidates. Each garnered 30% support among those surveyed. Carl Dean leads in the Democratic category with 26% support. Dr. Blake says political chaos at the national level may be distracting voters.
It's pretty clear the electorate really hasn't started thinking much yet about this governor's race. I hope we'll have more clarity after the primary when we've got the field narrowed down to two candidates.
MTSU surveyed 600 registered Tennessee voters, and the poll has a margin of error of plus or minus 4%. That's local news for this hour on Roots Radio.